Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
It is a massive generalization and a huge stereotype, but people above 50 in technology can bring some of the funniest moments.
Yeah. My parents have been notorious for calling me. 100%. Like, I live an hour and a half away from them, and they'll be like, Jess, we can't figure out what's going on with the TV. I'm like, call anyone else.
Yeah, like someone within, you know, 5 minutes. Because if I get there by the time you want me to fix it, you might have moved on from what you want to watch. But I think you do this as well. I like subtitles on just at the bottom, so I can, my hearing's a little bit off. So it's like, if I can't hear what's going on, at least I can read it. Mum and Dad at their place, when I visit, I'll turn it on. And sometimes if I forget to turn it off, oh, that phone call.
Oh, God.
What button do I press? You said it's the yellow one. We don't have a yellow button. Like, those are the kind of things that are going on.
Yeah.
Again, one of my aunties, she was like, I really want to watch Essendon's games this year. And I was like, all right, I'll set you up with KO. I'll get you one of those, like, Google Chrome sticks, blah, blah,
blah. Oh, God. And that's very ambitious, too.
I told one of my uncles, I was like, here's how you set it up. And I messaged her the other week, and I was like, oh, how good was the game on the weekend? She was like, still not working. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's probably for the best you didn't watch it, though.
No, yeah, it's probably the year 10. I actually cut the cord. Yeah. As an Essendon fan, I was like, yeah, it's not worth it. But last night, I got a phone call from my mum, who's staying at our place at the moment. It's good, like, she's helping out with my wife and my son. His name's Jack. He's about to turn two. They're just having a bit of time together, which is really fun.
Yeah.
And he was feeling a little bit off yesterday, so I was like, oh, he likes this show. It's on YouTube. Like, it's an English show, but you can find some episodes on YouTube. It's called Tractor Ted. And I showed her, and I agree, I have a very, for some, it doesn't, like, I don't know why it's so complicated. Because
it's the world's most complicated
all
TV.
We have is we have a TV, a soundbar, and, like, Apple TV, like, one of those boxes where, like, it's a smart thing, like a Google stick or whatever. And I was like, once you turn on the TV with the TV remote, that it's literally its only job is on and off.
Yeah.
Put it to the side. Then for the soundbar, again, one remote, soundbar on, that's where you get your volume from. This one is a touch remote, and you can, like, you go through all the apps, you go to YouTube, and you type in Tractor Ted.
Already too many steps.
Yeah. I did, like,
for someone who doesn't know tech, that is too many things to remember.
And so showed her, and she was like, yep, I know what I'm doing. Unfortunately, the TV remote, which, again, I said only use for on and off.
Yeah.
It has a button called a YouTube button that directly sends you to the TV's YouTube link.
Oh, God.
But our TV isn't connected to the internet. Like, smart Apple thing is not the TV.
Yep.
The TV's got no channels. It's all 100% run through our Apple TV.
Yeah.
And so she's pressing the buttons on the remote, but she's actually pressing volume up and down on the Apple remote, which I haven't connected. So that's just sending it into a spiral. But she's also using the wrong remote completely. But there's a YouTube thing on the TV. And she's like, well, I'm here. This is where I needed to be.
And your son's looking at her like, nanny.
Well, he was just like, Tractor Ted, nanny. Tractor Ted. And she's going, your bloody father, all these things.
And at that point, you just dress up as a tractor.
And essentially, I got home and I was like, yeah, you'd press the wrong, I understand you wanted to watch YouTube. You were on YouTube. It was the wrong one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That is my bad. And then I showed her this morning. I was like, here's how you do it. Because our son's at daycare. So she's just like, I'm hanging out. I'm going to go do some shopping, go do some sightseeing. And I was like, here's how you actually do it. And she's like, can I confess something to you? And I was like, sure. She was like, I was so confused about why I couldn't move anything with the remotes. I went up and I touched the television screen to swipe it.
What?
She thought it. She was like, it might be a smart TV.
like a
giant iPad. And I looked, and the sun was hitting it. I just see these three finger marks.
That's
smeared,
my favorite thing that's ever happened.
Smeared across the screen. And she was like, well, that's where I was.
And it wasn't.
No, it's not a touch screen. It's not a touch screen. And I was like, you better not have done that in front of our son, because he'll jump up and he'll be like, touch, Tractor Ted. 5223295 Just tech fails.
Yeah.
Maybe it's with your parents. Like, I feel like that is a relationship where most of these stories are going to come from.
Yeah, I feel like my parents will often spend money unnecessarily. Like, mum
called out the guy.
She wanted to have to connect her Foxtel outside to the TV outside.
Right.
And so she went and bought, like, a, I think it was like an Amazon thing.
Right.
And it was the only app that it couldn't function was Foxtel. And she was like, the man at the store told me.
Well, I was like, he's looking for a sale.
He was obviously trying to get
money.
Yeah,
it'll work. You got a Samsung? Yeah, plug that in. Yeah.
She was so furious.
Yeah. She's like, what type of TV do you have? Oh, it's on the wall. Oh, yeah, this will definitely work in one of those. Sure.
Honestly, watching my mother try and talk to her Google Home.
Well, that's an accent thing, and unfortunately.
Hello, Google. Oh, it doesn't want to listen to me.
But isn't it like, I thought the whole thing with these smart AI things, it's like...
It gets used to your voice.
Yeah, so yeah. Like even if your mum's saying Google with 4Gs...
It literally does not listen to her. I don't know, I say, hey, Google, and it comes straight away.
Okay, all right. So there's tech fails going around everywhere. Anna from Armstrong Creek's given us a call. Anna, apparently you identify as someone like my mother.
Completely, yes.
Okay.
And Jess's mom too. My Siri never talks to me. And I'm like, she's racist. she can't understand me because when my son talks or my stepdaughter, anybody, it's like, yeah. But anyway, so yeah.
So Anna, what are the tech issues that you're facing where you call upon like the younger members of your family for help?
Pretty much everything, but mainly with the phone. It's like, as I said to Jess before, I've dropped my phone in the sink and now I have issues with the battery, the charging port, as they call it, yeah? And so my son, who's in uni in Bendigo, he got me a wireless charger. And
very high tech.
Too much. I just can't seem to find a place where, to put it on. Just so I keep calling him. It's not working. And he's like, it is. Just try. So we try different, I don't know, video calling. Anna. And he's like, see what you're doing? Yeah.
I just, like, wireless charge. It's like you literally put it down and it's meant to do its thing. And that's too much for you.
Yeah, it just doesn't work for me. Just like Jess's mom, it works for everyone.
Well, it's one of those things. Like, my mom, she wanted to charge her smartwatch last night, and I was like, "Well, here's the charger. You can do it in my room." And she's like, "Oh no, I need it in case someone from work calls." And I was like, "Well, why don't you just put
have a phone?"
Well, I was like, "Well, why don't you just put your phone on loud?" And then she was like, "Well, then it'll ring." And I was like, "Well, that is the point. That's the purpose." So, Anna, I sympathize with you, but. Dude, just like try a little bit harder. Yeah, just try a little bit harder.
Nah, Anna, that's why you have kids. I'm looking forward to my kid being a tech genius as well.
Exactly, yeah. And we didn't grow up with all of this. I would have been 16 when phones come out even later.
Well, you've had time to figure it out, Anna, by the sounds of it. So, chop chop, get on top of it.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, I had a discovery last night that made me think maybe I'm a bit spoiled in my relationship. Well, you don't have to immediately do that face.
I was told if you don't have anything nice to say to Jess, try your best to not say anything, but eventually give up and let her know that that's absolutely wild. You've only just maybe considered that.
Well, it was yesterday morning. I went to have a shower, and I'm a twice a day shower gal.
So yeah, because you live in Ribbleside and you don't care about water.
So, in the morning, I went to have my usual shower, and I turned on the taps because I don't often look at the.
That's pretty common. Turned on your own taps,
I turned on the taps, and the shower head was facing directly at my body.
Yeah.
I was standing half out of the shower. I just turned on the taps to get the shower going because it takes a while for the hot water to get going. Yeah. And the water sprayed directly on my body, just cold ass water. Right, and I went, what is happening? Because usually the shower head's always turned away to the wall. And I didn't realize my husband had been doing that for me for 6 months.
Right.
So he's been showering before me. Every day.
And he's the same height as the giant guy wheel on the waterfront, so he's a little bit taller than you.
And so when he's done with his shower, he turns it to make sure it faces away to the wall so that when I get in the shower, all I have to do is turn on the tap.
And he just goes, pfft, into
and it's straight
tiles.
Into the wall, and I don't have to worry about getting hit with the cold water. But for whatever reason, yesterday morning, he had forgotten to do so.
Oh, he does have a real job.
He does.
Let's give him some...
And so last night, I was about to shower, and I went to turn on the taps, and I realized he'd been in the shower just before me, and he turned it back to the wall, and I went, "Have you been turning it away from me so that, like, when I get in the shower, all I have to do is turn on the taps?" And he was like, "Oh yeah, sorry, I think I forgot to do it in the morning." I was like, "Yeah, you did. I got absolutely sprayed." And he was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
Don't. Why is he apologizing? You're a human adult,
right? And I went, "I didn't even know you'd been doing that. That's not something I've never asked you to do that." And he was like, "Yeah, but like it's just something that makes it easier for you when you get in the shower. So like, even if I haven't just had a shower before, if I see it turning facing the door, I'll just turn it away for you." I was like, "How many of these little things does he do for me every day that I don't even notice?"
Oh, how long do we have?
Yeah,
it'll be heaps. You know? Hundreds. Do you know? Do you know that your grass isn't always just at that level? He goes out there.
Apparently.
And he'll use the lawnmower and he'll cut that grass.
Yeah.
Or your neighbor will, because he'll notice that your grass is too long and he'll power move you, mostly your husband, to be either like, way. "I'll mow your lawns," because you're obviously not on top of it. But there'd be plenty of things that...
Yeah. And it just kind of got me thinking. I was like, wow, there must be all these little things that I don't even notice that he does for me, particularly since I got pregnant as well.
Can I ask another question? Did you just assume that, like, when you filled up your car in 2017 and have never done it since, that you're like, "Man, this tank is... I'm getting some K's out of this tank.
Some great mileage."
Yeah, this is impressive.
Yeah, another thing that he does for me. It is running a little bit low at the moment. I don't know if he's noticed. So,
I mean, it's been going since 20. It's almost 8 years, Jess. Like, that's a pretty good run on a tank. You've been saving a lot of money. Yeah, look, you are spoiled in a way, but I think we all spoil our partners, because you want to make their life a little bit easier.
There's just those little things that you don't notice day to day that all of a sudden, like, he hadn't done it, and I was like, "Why is there water in my face?" And I never considered it. I've just never considered to turn the shower head myself.
Wow. It's Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Friday. Yeah. Just spent 4 minutes talking about how you accidentally sprayed yourself in the face in the shower.
It was not pleasant.
Oh, God. I think the general consensus is we're thinking for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
That sounds pretty rough.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. And I will...
Doesn't get much rougher than that.
No,
in
it doesn't. And in Rippleside, yeah. More like Ruffleside. Yeah, you're doing it tough. Maybe we'll get a GoFundMe or something, because I don't know how you've survived.
I will recover.
Wow. Oh, sorry. I'm just a bit emotional. Just worried about a friend. So.
Hey, we all have stuff going on, Tim, okay? To varying degrees. Yeah.
When I saw you this morning, you were like, "I've had a morning." And if I'd known that this is what it's about... I would have consoled you a little bit earlier. So sorry, my guy. Again, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
There you go. Now I'm spoiling you. I'm part of the problem. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Abe from the newsroom has stuck around.
I sure have.
Would both of you consider yourself to be like, not fine diners, but going out to have nice lunches, nice dinners with friends?
Every now and then.
Family?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of been our thing leading up to having the baby.
Oh, do it, man.
My husband's like, "Let's just go and have as many nice dinners as we can, because I feel like they're going to dry up real fast."
I'll tell you what no one tells you about after you have a kid, could just be me and my family, the amount of shopping center sushi you'll just end up having. It is just gone through the roof. So it's just like, yeah, just get it. We don't have to cook it.
Yeah.
Just eat it. Go. But no, kids are a blessing. I want to ask both of you to play this game. Essentially, there's a story going around about a Sydney restaurant. This woman went out with a friend and she's like, "The price of this is wild. We didn't order any mains. Look, it's a nice restaurant." And you'll see that when I get into it.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you the things that were ordered. Mm-hmm. You try and roughly get the price. The person who gets closest to it, I will accompany out for lunch.
Wow.
I don't believe that.
I will.
Oh, no, he didn't say he was paying.
I will accompany you.
We get the pleasure of his company.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's going to be a hell of a shit show. But let's go. All right. So oysters 6. Oyster 6.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of flatbread.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Whipped cod's roe.
Ooh.
I don't know what that is. It seems fancy.
Okay.
Tuna hash brown times 2. I've realised Ava might be able to see my screen.
I can't
turn
at all.
It. A Moreton Bay bug sandwich. Mm-hmm. One of them. Wood-fired prawns.
Are they saying they didn't have a main? Because this is a lot of food.
But I think it was like one of those tapas-style restaurants. Pippies. Hammon. J-A-M-O-N.
Hamon.
Hamon.
It's like a Spanish ham.
Yeah, well, you're a Spanish ham.
Hammon. Put Hammon down, Ava.
I don't have a pen. You're cheating.
Chili paste and garlic toast. Some wood-fired potatoes, a spritz non-salted raspberry Amaro citrus, a 2023 Copping Mechanism Shiraz, just a regular glass of that, Amaro strawberry thyme, I feel like that's probably a dessert there,
sure,
and a caramel parfait. I know how to say parfait. There's also a 10% tax included on this, the GST.
Like a surcharge.
Yeah, surcharge.
Gotta have a surcharge.
Give us...
It's not a fancy restaurant if you don't have
it. I mean, this is maths I can't do because I, like, you were speaking very fast. So I...
Jess, for the listeners, Jess has a pen and paper and is writing stuff down. I have nothing.
Go on. You go first then, over.
Can I please have $275?
Oh, that's really cute.
$275 for Ava.
That's really cute. I was going to go more $400.
$400. Talk me through, like, break some of that down.
Well, I feel like oysters, Moreton Bay Bug, like the alcoholic drinks, the spirits and the wine, like all of that's going to be inflated prices because it's a fancy place.
Well, one of you is a very lucky lady because you don't have to come out to lunch with me. If anything, you were playing to lose, and Jess, you big old loser, you have got out of a lunch with me. Ava, you were almost spot on. Am I confident you saw my screen? Yes, but I'll take it.
I want you to sit in my seat and look at what I
How
can
much?
See.
How much?
It was $287 for all of
That's
that.
That's actually quite cheap then.
Yeah. So the main things that stand out for me were the six oysters were $42, which is a wild price.
See, I put 30 for oysters.
$30 for tuna hash browns, two of them, so that's $15 each.
Yeah. Right.
The Pippi Jamin chili paste and garlic toast, that was $38 for Jamin.
The way you read it, I thought they were about three separate meals at the time.
Well, no. It sounds, by the sounds of things, $38, they've imported that Jamin straight from Spain.
I mean, that pig must be absolutely exhausted before they put it. $287. Obviously, this is a very fancy seafood restaurant because there was a lot of seafood there. It was in Sydney, so that's obviously like a very, like the prices in Sydney are a little bit more than here in Geelong and even up the highway in Melbourne. But that is a lot of money for just a casual meal out with a friend.
What gets me is don't act surprised at the price when the menu had the prices on it when you picked what you wanted.
How are you meant to go viral if you don't complain about it on the internet?
Yep.
So where are we going for lunch, Ava?
Wherever you want, Tim. I'll let you pick.
All right. The bus stop on Moorabool Street. We're going to have the best lunch ever. Thank you very much, Ava, for coming on
Thank you.
I will see you next week.
Can't wait.
Picnic basket in hand. Jess, we'll send you some photos.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.